I do not see this as a first step in a dynastic succession. It would be very difficult for Isabel to become the next president of Angola. The party, the MPLA, that would be a difficult barrier for her to get the support from the party. But what I haven't seen is anyone talking about mixed... I haven't seen anybody talking about race politics. She's mixed race. That will already make it a difficult barrier to get through. Race politics in Angola does play an important role also here. It's not talked about. So I think her appointment to the Sonangol, the state oil company, is more about her business experience. She has a reputation for being a very efficient businesswoman, and the reform of the oil industry in Angola is absolutely central for the survival of the MPLA, for the survival of the presidency. And I think President José Eduardo dos Santos needed somebody that he fully trusted, and so he trusted his daughter particularly to do this. So I think this is about the serious reform of the oil industry in the hands of somebody that the president actually has full confidence in. And that's about making the oil industry become more productive and more profitable again. I don't think this is about succession of the president. I do think that the president may have at one point considered his son Zenu as a possible successor to himself, but I don't think that's an option at the moment either.
Just to elaborate a little bit more, some people have said that this could also be, since President Dos Santos has announced that he intends to retire, that he wants to leave people closely associated with him, in this case his family, in control of the main levers of the economy. Do you agree?
I am less cynical about this particular move. The reality is that the Angolan oil industry is in crisis. It's Sonangol has become unproductive. It needed reform. The IMF, the World Bank, have been for years advocating this type of reform, fundamental reform. The former chief executive officer of Sonangol, Mr. Lemos, was arguing the same thing, that Sonangol needed fundamental re-engineering. And so I think, obviously, it's sad that it needed the president's daughter to lead this situation for reform, but I think it shows how strategic and important the reform of the oil industry is, that the president has had to turn to his daughter, because the Angolan economy is so dependent on oil that everything revolves around the success of this industry still. The economy is not diversified. So you could look at it another way. This is about engineering regime survival more broadly than about rent-seeking by the presidential family.